January 13, Circle of Control. We control our reason, choice, and all acts that depend on that moral will. What's not under our control are the body and any of its parts, our possessions, parents, siblings, children, or country, everything with which we might associate. Epictetus, Discourses, 1.22.10. This is important enough that it bears repeating. A wise person knows what's inside their circle of control and what is outside of it. The good news is that it's pretty easy to remember what is inside our control. According to the Stoics, the circle of control contains just one thing, your mind. That's right, even your physical body isn't completely within the circle. After all, you could be struck with a physical illness or impairment at any moment. You could be traveling in a foreign country and be thrown in jail. But this is all good news because it drastically reduces the amount of things that you need to think about. There is clarity and simplicity. While everyone else is running around with a list of responsibilities a mile long, things they're not actually responsible for, you've just got one item on your list. You've got just one thing to manage, your choices, your will, your mind. So mind it. A Year with C.S. Lewis. War in Heaven. The Screwtape Letters is a fictional correspondence between a senior tempter, Screwtape, and his protege, Wormwood. In this letter, Screwtape attempts to explain the great quarrel between the enemy, God, and the father of all tempters, Satan. What does he stand to make out of them? That is the insoluble question. I do not see that it can do any harm to tell you that this very problem was a chief cause of our father's quarrel with the enemy. When the creation of man was first mooted, and when even at that stage the enemy freely confessed that he foresaw a certain episode about a cross, our father very naturally sought an interview and asked for an explanation. The enemy gave no reply except to produce the cock and bull story about disinterested love which he has been circulating ever since. This our father naturally could not accept. He implored the enemy to lay his cards on the table and gave him every opportunity. He admitted that he felt a real anxiety to know the secret. The enemy replied, "I wish with all my heart that you did." It was, I imagine, at this stage in the interview that our father's disgust at such an unprovoked lack of confidence caused him to remove himself an infinite distance from the presence with a suddenness which has given rise to the ridiculous enemy story that he was forcibly thrown out of heaven. Since then, we have begun to see why our oppressor was so secretive. His throne depends on the secret. Members of his faction have frequently admitted that if ever we came to understand what he means by love, the war would be over and we should re-enter heaven. And there lies the great task. We know that he cannot really love. Nobody can. It doesn't make sense. If we could only find out what he is really up to from the Screwtape Letters. 1919, Lewis, age 20, is demobilized from his military service in World War I and returns to Oxford. The Screwtape Letters will mess with your head. Up is down and down is up. So the enemy is God, because this is from the viewpoint of one of Satan's minions who is now with a protege. So there's Screwtape and then there's Wormwood. Wormwood is the protege. Anyway, just going through that again because it takes a minute. And we're going to have several of these Screwtape entries. in the future. Jesus calling. Try to view each day as an adventure carefully planned out by your guide. Instead of staring into the day that is ahead of you, attempting to program it according to your will, be attentive to Him and to all He has prepared for you. Thank Him for every day of life, recognizing that it is a precious, unrepeatable gift. Trust that He is with you each moment, whether you sense His presence or not. A thankful, trusting attitude helps you to see events in your life from His perspective. A life lived close to Him will never be dull or predictable. Expect each day to contain surprises. Resist your tendency to search for the easiest route through the day. Be willing to follow wherever He leads. No matter how steep or treacherous the path before you, the safest place is to be by His side. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, 24. To this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in His steps. 1 Peter 2, 21.